3 hours of dreading daddy's coming home can be devastating programming. Train your wife to do her own discipline. Check yourself for balance by asking the question, do my children view me as a stern and severe disciplinarian or as a cheerful and wonderful companion and guide? Your judgments and punishments should be lost in the many happy hours of communion with them. Lastly, as your children develop, let them feel a part of the struggles of life. Don't become so financially successful that you can provide everything they need or want. If you find that everything is coming too easily, be willing to give it all away and start over under more difficult circumstances. Life without struggle is not achievement. If they lose their shoes, let them go without until they can make the money to buy more. Make sure you do not have all the delicacies available to eat. Let them learn to be content doing without. Keep the sugar and junk food out of the house. If they never have it, they will not want it. If eating between meals prevents them from eating real food, meat, potatoes, vegetables, salads, etc., then don't let them eat except at mealtime. There are some flavors or textures that we all simply have an aversion for. Allow each child one or two dislikes. Just don't let their preferences be too limited. Liking a lot of different foods is good, and not liking one or two certainly isn't going to hurt them. If a child doesn't like what is on the table, let him do without until the next meal. A little fasting is good training. If you get a child who is particularly finicky and only eats a limited diet, then feed him mainly what he doesn't like until he likes it. Forget about buying them toys. Some functional toys are desirable, like a metal truck for the little boys, or a tricycle or bicycle for the older ones. Little girls can profit from play dishes and baby dolls, which resemble real babies. Just don't cultivate their covetous inclinations by teaching them to expect to have their lust indulged. Never yield to fads. Christians should have too much dignity to be carried along by the Madison Avenue promoters. Their shoes, clothes, and cereals should be chosen for service ability, not style. Hollywood is not for God's children. Don't allow the brainless, subversive, Sesame Street-type propaganda to come into your house. Your children's thinking should be molded by the Word of God and Christian example, not by sex perverts and socialists. If you want to destroy your family, then get yourself a good TV and VCR to keep the kids company. The Christian family is a mother and a father with children, all living, laughing, loving, working, playing, struggling, and achieving together for the glory of God. You must have a vision bigger than the here and now. You are not preparing your children for time, but for eternity. Adam begat a son in his own likeness. You will beget sons and daughters in your image. All earthly endeavors should anticipate eternity. As your child bears the image of his earthly parents, he must be caused to bear the image of his heavenly Father. Born first in your image, he must be born again into Christ's image. For each child to be conformed to the image of God's Son is your expectation and hope. It is a colossal ambition. But you have the promises and resources of heaven at your disposal. Wisdom is given upon request. Love is the highest commandment. Self is our greatest enemy. The Bible is our only educational resource. The Holy Spirit is our comforter and teacher. The blood of Christ is our only hope of eternal life. Run the race that is set before you. For as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. 1 Corinthians 15:58. Letter from Mom to the Girls by Debbie Pearl. Rebecca, Shalom, and Shoshana. Life is full of choices. There are choices you will make while you're still young that will help fashion your life as well as that of your children. Helping you prepare to make wise decisions has been our goal. God said of Abraham, "For I know him, that he will command his children and his household after him, and they shall keep the way of the Lord, to do justice and judgment, that the Lord may bring upon Abraham that which he hath spoken of him." Genesis 18:19. Preachers have often pondered why God chose Abraham to be the father of the Jewish nation.